Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Eurozone finance ministers meet Saturday to review Greece's latest economic reform plans aimed at getting another badly needed bailout from the European Union. There is no guarantee the European Union officials will accept the deal. The Greek parliament approved the Athens government's new proposals early Saturday. The lawmakers met in a session that stretched well past midnight Friday after hearing a personal appeal from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. He told Parliament he hopes Greece is at the end of a difficult battle. He compared the last several months of tough negotiations with the EU as a war in which his government has been fighting for the rights of the Greek people. Egyptian authorities say a huge blast outside the Italian consulate in Cairo has killed one person and wounded at least four others. The consulate was severely damaged, and the area was flooded by underground pipes that ruptured in the explosion. Authorities say the blast Saturday morning was likely caused by a car bomb with an explosive device possibly placed under a parked vehicle and set off remotely. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which occurred in the morning when the consulate was still closed. Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni tweeted, "Italy will not let itself be intimidated by such attacks." He said there were no Italian victims. Militants have carried out numerous deadly attacks in Egypt since the army overthrew Islamist President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. Most attacks have targeted security forces and officials. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif are meeting Saturday in Austria in the latest round of discussions on reaching a nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. An interim nuclear agreement has been extended through Monday to provide negotiators in Vienna more time for talks on a comprehensive deal, according to a senior State Department official on Friday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
All of the options remain on the table for ensuring that Iran does not obtain a nuclear weapon. What we're pursuing right now is a diplomatic opportunity that exists. The president believes it is the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, and that's what our negotiators are working assiduously to succeed in doing.
Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said progress had been made in negotiations. Thousands of people are gathering in Srebrenica, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Saturday to mark the 20th anniversary of the worst mass killing in Europe since World War II. The remains of 136 newly identified victims will be buried alongside the more than 6,000 genocide victims at a memorial center just outside the eastern Bosnian town. On July 11, 1995, Bosnian Serb troops overran Srebrenica and went on a killing spree, killing 8,000 Muslim men and boys. Serbs dumped the bodies of their victims in mass graves around Srebrenica in an effort to hide the magnitude of their crime. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton spoke at the commemoration ceremonies.
"I am begging you not to let this monument to innocent boys and men become only a memory of a tragedy. I ask you to make it a sacred trust where all people here can come and claim a future for this country."
The Clinton administration brokered the Dayton Accords that ended the overall conflict, which lasted from 1992 to 1995, costing an estimated 100,000 lives. The European Union has joined the United States in condemning Thailand's forced deportation of more than 100 ethnic Uyghurs to China, where they could face harsh treatment and a lack of due process. The top U.S. Psychology Association has apologized for the group's collusion with the U.S. Defense Department and the CIA to issue guidelines that supported torture. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.